वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय श्रीमद्भागवतम कांटो 6 चैप्टर 1 द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल टेक्स्ट नंबर 24 तस्य प्रवसय पुत्रा दश तेषां तु योम बालो नारायणो नाम्ना पित्रोश्च दयितो वृषम् तस्य प्रवयस पुत्रा दश तेषां तु योमः बालो नारायणो नाम्ना पित्रोश्च दयितो वृषम् बोलो तस्य प्रवयस पुत्रा तस्य प्रवयस पुत्रा of him Ajamil Pravayasaha who was very old Putraha sons Dasha 10 Tesham of all of them Tu but Yaha the one who Avamaha, the youngest, Balaha, child, Narayanaha, Narayana, Namna, by name, Pitroho, of the father and mother, Cha, and Daitaha, dear, Brisham, very. Translation. That old man Ajamil had 10 sons, of whom the youngest was a baby named Narayana. Since Narayana was the youngest of all the sons, he was naturally very dear to both his father and his mother. Please repeat. That old man Ajamil had 10 sons. Of whom the youngest was a baby named Narayana. Since Narayana was the youngest of all the sons, he was naturally very dear to both his father and his mother. The previous verse is ట్రాక్స్ 23. ఏం నివసతస్తస్య లాలయానస్య తత్సుతాన్ కాలో త్యాగాన్ మహాన్ రాజన్ అష్టాశీత్యాయుష సమా. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: మై డియర్ కింగ్, వైల్ హీ దస్ స్పెంట్ హిస్ టైమ్ ఇన్ అబామినబుల్ సిన్ఫుల్ యాక్టివిటీస్ టు మెయింటైన్ హిస్ ఫ్యామిలీ ఆఫ్ మెనీ సన్స్, 88 ఇయర్స్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ లైఫ్ పాస్ బై. SohEight years old Ajamil had a baby boy named Narayan, purport by Srila Prabhupada. The word pravayasaha indicates Ajamil's sinfulness, because although he was 88 years old, he had a very young child. According to Vedic culture, one could leave home as soon as he has reached 50 years of age. One should not leave at home and go on producing children. Sex life is allowed for 25 years. Between the ages of 25 and 45, or between the ages of 25 and 45, at the most 50. After that, one should give up the habit of sex life and leave home as a vanprastha, and then properly take sannyas. Ajamil, however, because of his association with a prostitute, lost all Brahminical culture and became more sinful even in his so-called household life. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, this is the overall description of Ajamil. He was degraded in every situation, from all different angles. He was looting people, he was cheating people in gambling, he was killing them also. You see in the previous verse. And he spent 88 years of his life like that, even though he was a pious Brahmin in the childhood. He lost at a very young age his innocence and became a degraded sinful person by the influence of time, Kali Yuga. So, in order to remain transcendental to the influence of time, influence of Maya, influence of the three modes of nature, we have been given a Vedic culture, Varnashram system, where even a person like Ajamil is accommodated at the end of his life. He was actually born in a Brahmin family, but he developed all the qualities of a Shudra. And out of special stroke of mercy of the Lord, he was able to see Vishnudutas at the fag end of his life, because he was somehow chanting the name of Narayan throughout his lifetime. Because he was pious in the Brahminical stage, in the childhood age. Therefore, it is said by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur that he had become liberated at that stage. Even though he was sinful and fallen, because he had a habit of chanting the holy name of Narayan offenselessly, because he was not knowing that he is, by chanting Narayan's name, he is counteracting sins. It is offensive if you chant Hare Krishna and think that my sins will be destroyed. That is aparad. But if somebody does not know that my sins are destroyed, or somebody doesn't use Hare Krishna to destroy his sins, then sins are destroyed and the bhakti is maintained. That is aparad stage. It's called the clearing stage, namabhas stage. So even then, because it is said by the acharyas that even namabhas gives mukti, if somebody chants haramkhor is a curse word, it's a bad word. But haramkhor has the name of Ram inside. It is called namabhas. And then namabhas can give you liberation. So there is a verse in the Shastra that in a wild pig attacked a Muslim in the forest, and he was as usual cursing the pig, haramkhor, haramkhor, haramkhor. And by chance he became liberated because he was chanting Ram's name inadvertently. And if you chant halena riktim, halena riktam, cultivating by plow, so there is another word, le, between ha and ri, hari, still it is called namabhas. Raja Maheshi, the queen of the king, also there is namabhas, Ram. So there is holy name has such a power, such an immeasurable power, that it is no wonder that Ajamil was saved by simply chanting his son of his name, Narayan. In the question that Vishnuduta asks subsequently, after a few years, Vishnuduta is asking the question to Yamaraj, if you are the carriers of the orders of Yamaraj, and if Yamaraj is the superintendent of justice, then tell me, what kind of people are punished? What kind of people are not punished? What kind of people are punished? How much? And what is the extent of their sins? And how do you measure it? So they gave a whole lecture in 20 verses, 30 verses, how Veda is the primary authority, and Vedic knowledge gives the idea of what is sinful life, what is not sinful life. Veda pranihito dharmo, yadharmo tat viparyaya. Dharma is given by Vedas. Anything contrary is considered irreligious. Vedo narayana sakshat svayambhuriti sushruma. We heard from Yamaraj that Veda is sakshat narayana. It is not that because we are Vaishnavas, we do not have to follow Veda. Madhvacharya explains that Veda is Narayana Sakshat. It is Narayana is the original giver of Vedas. Therefore, Veda is also Vaishnava. Veda is also Vaishnava. Vedic instruction is also Vaishnava. They are lower instructions, but they are instructions of Vaishnavas. In one place, Krishna says, Agnyo Chedi Mamad Dveshi. Mad bhaktopi na Vaishnava. If somebody is breaching the order of Vedas, he is envious of me because I have given the instruction of the Vedas. Agnyo Chedi. He is disobeyer of my orders. Mamad Dveshi, he is envious of me. Mad bhaktopi, even though he may be my devotee, he is not a Vaishnava. He should not be considered a Vaishnava. So, Krishna consciousness has to be taken as a whole. You cannot take some portion and leave the rest of the portion. Krishna consciousness is a whole package. Of course, in the highest stage, Krishna consciousness itself, Vaishnavism itself, is the essence of spiritual life. Because when Lord Chaitanya discussed with Prakashananda Saraswati, he wanted to discuss all the literatures, Vedic literatures. He hinted that duty of a sannyasi is to study Vedanta and engage in meditation. So, let us show your knowledge about Vedanta and meditation. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu put aside the entire topic. He avoided the whole topic by saying, Guru More Murkha Dokhi Karila Sasan. Murkha Tome Tuan Naik Vedanta Dikar. Guru considered me foolish and said that you have no proper authority to study Vedas. You have no adhikar. You have no proper qualification to study Vedanta. You simply chant Hare Krishna mantra. It is the essence of all the mantras. And not only it is the essence of all the mantras, not only it is to replace Vedantic and other studies, but it is the highest religious principles for the age of Kali. Naominu Kali Kale Aranahi Dharma Sarva Mantra Saranama Ehi Shastra Marma. Kali Kale, there is no other dharma than chanting the holy name. Sarva Mantra Saranama, the essence of all the mantras is chanting the holy name. And this is the essence of all the scriptures. Ehi Shastra Marma. So there are 500,000 different shlokas in Vedic literature. There are 18 Puranas. There is Mahabharata with 100,000 verses. There is Ramayana with 24,000 verses. And there is Upanishads and Vedas. So together there is more than 500,000 different shlokas, verses. Out of all this treasure house of verses, Lord Chaitanya picked the most important verse. And this is his contribution. This is his special mercy for the human society. He said, Harer Nama, Harer Nama, Harer Nama Iva Kevalam. Hello, Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatiranata. You can go to a medical store and a whole store. Here we don't have such a big store, but in Western countries they have a store as big as this temple room. And picking up one medicine for your disease, it requires a very expert person. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, from the whole store of the Vedic verses, picked out this most important verse, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nasteva, Nasteva. There is no other way in Kali Yuga except chanting of the holy name, chanting of the holy name. So there is absolutely no comparison to chanting the holy name. But Prabhupada also said that if there is no proper background, if there is no proper discipline to chant, that chanting will eventually stop. One time there was a conversation on the morning walk between Prabhupada and his senior disciples. So Prabhupada said, we should establish Varnashram. So senior devotees said, but Prabhupada, Varnashram is very difficult. It's got so many different rules and regulations, do's and don'ts, and very difficult to practice Varnashram in Western society. So it is easier to just chant Hare Krishna and eat, dance and fish and chant. So chant, dance and fish. This is the easiest process of Lord Chaitanya, Kevala Ananda Kanda. So Sri Prabhupada said, yes, that is there. But who is going to chant like Haridas Thakur? Haridas Thakur, if you can become a chanter like Haridas Thakur, if you develop that kind of taste, then no need for Varnashram. But if you do not develop taste for Varnashram, you are struggling chanting 16 rounds, and if you also do not follow the dharma, dharmic principle, then you are neither here nor there. So, in order to develop the taste, Varnashram institution is like the setting for the diamond. Krishna consciousness is diamond. Diamond requires a good ring, good golden ring. So an ashram institution is like a golden ring. It is a setting for the diamond of Krishna consciousness. Prabhupada emphasized this point. And this was Prabhupada's special contribution than any other sages and saints. Prabhupada was very pragmatic. Even though he knew the topmost science of Krishna consciousness, he was on the Paramahansa platform. He cried when he heard Rupa Goswami's song, Sri Rupa Manjari Pada, Yarma Sampada. That song, when he heard, he was crying, his tears were flowing. He had amazing realizations, but he did not share it with ordinary people, because he knew that, and he generally contained his symptoms. He hid his symptoms of ecstasy because he did not want others to learn to display publicly ecstatic symptoms. Prabhupada was very, 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 very careful that nothing that he did would be misunderstood or would be later on cheaply imitated. Prabhupada was very much concerned that we do not become sahajiyas, apasampradaya. There are 13 apasampradayas that came along after Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. Even the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy is very clear and very pure and very exalted in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Chaitanya Bhagavat and the Goswami literature. Still, 13 upper sampradayas, 13 deviant sampradayas, they took place after his disappearance. So it should be, Kali Yuga is very powerful. Wherever there is a little hole, there's a little spot, immediately Kali attacks and tries to degrade and detract the person. Therefore one should be very careful in remaining faithful and loyal to Prabhupada's teachings. So many people think that Prabhupada brought something from India and this is Indian religion, Indian culture. Now the same philosophy, in order to spread in the West, we have to now westernize the dress code, the food code, the social code, everything. We can take chance with the Western deviations of their own philosophies. But we will lose everything. Everything will be lost. Papa said, if one thing you change, there will be a great havoc. They do not want to change one thing, they want to change hundreds of things. So, we will lose the vitality. Therefore, Prabhupada here explains that even though he was 87 years old, Ajamil, he was not satisfied. He has young children. So he was sexually very inclined when at the old age. Therefore, he was fallen. He was sinful in that direction also. Krishna consciousness is automatically cleansing process. Shunatam Sakadha Krishna Punya Shavana Kirtana. Vidunoti Sadhyantosa Yavadrani Vidunoti Surasatam. When somebody hears the holy message of Krishna, and Krishna within the heart, he takes up the merciful broom, the broom of his mercy, and cleanses his heart. Krishna cleanses our hearts simply if we give good oral reception to Prabhupada's books, Prabhupada's message, Prabhupada's teachings about Krishna consciousness. Bhagavata Padadiya Bhagavata Sthane. There is no person in this world that is as realized as Srila Prabhupada. Because his message converted, changed the lives of thousands of people all over the world. Bhagavat, those people who never heard the name of Krishna, those who had never known bhakti. Those who never even heard the Vedic culture, Vedic civilization, prasad, or aarti, or deity worship, they did not know. In a very short time, 10 years, Prabhupada established all of these things in its full and entirety, and gave 100 books, all these things so potently, so powerfully, and transplanted the whole Vedic culture all over the world. There is nobody ever such a powerful preacher that has ever appeared on this earth. Even the Lord Himself allowed Prabhupada to do more than what He Himself did during His time. As far as awakening the fallen souls, awakening the most degraded people, most fallen people. Lord Chaitanya delivered Jagai Madai one pair. Prabhupada delivered, and He allowed Prabhupada to deliver millions of pairs of Jagai and Madai. So, Prabhupada was a chosen representative of Lord Chaitanya. Therefore, whatever He has put in His books is very careful. He got up at 1 a.m. when everybody else was sleeping. Very carefully He selected the words. He selected His purport. His Bhaktivedanta purports are not the words of Prabhupada. They are actually words of Krishna. One time I had an experience. I walked into Prabhupada's room and Prabhupada was reading Krishna book. Then I said, "Prabhupada, you are reading your own book." I just said like that. So Prabhupada said, "How can I write such a book? I have not written this book. How can I write such a nice thing?" As he was reading, he was realizing, said, "I have not written. This book has been written by Krishna Himself. I cannot write such a book. I have no capacity to write such a book." So then, a simple statement like that gave me a profound realization that when you are 100% transparent via medium to Krishna, then Krishna takes charge of all your faculties and dictates you how to do things so that the success will come. Without Krishna's own intervention, without Krishna's own empowering, Krishna Shakti Vinata Nahi Pravartan. Kali Yuga Yuga Dharma Nama Sankirtan, Krishna Shakti Vinata Nahi Pravartan. Nama Sankirtan is Yuga Dharma, and no one can spread Yuga Dharma without being empowered by Krishna. So, Srila Prabhupada is very careful. He is telling us, he is also giving us the importance of Varnashram. One great Gaudiya Vaishnava Sannyasi later on said that all these Rathiyatras and all these preaching festivals and everything is very good, but this is external. The real internal thing is tasting the ecstasy of the Rajavasis, Raganuga Bhakti. That is the internal teaching. He said like that. And Prabhupada was very careful about that. Prabhupada especially trained his disciples to not jump to Raganuga Bhakti in a conditioned state of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Amara Gyay Guru Aya Tare Idesh, Charitaka Tareka Krishna Upadesh." This is the mission for ordinary soul. This is the mission. Whomever you meet, talk about Krishna. This is the mission. This is the instruction for all ordinary people. And Prabhupada gave this as the sum and substance of the duty of a Vaishnava. He said that, yes, we all want to become situated in Raganuga Bhakti. We want to develop love of Krishna. But it will not come by studying. It will not come by simply mechanically studying and imitating. It will come by rendering devotional service. By devotional service, rendering devotional service will become purified. With a purified heart, automatically this transcendental realizations will be spontaneously remembered in the heart. Swayam, what is it? अतः श्रीकृष्ण नामादि न भवेद ग्राह्यम इंद्रिय ही सेवन मुखे ही जीवादो स्वयं स्वयमेव स्रोत्यदः इट डज नॉट बिकम बाय अवर ट्राइंग टू ड्रिल द हार्ट एंड ब्रिंग आउट द ऑयल सो ब्रिंग आउट वी विल ब्रिंग द लव ऑफ गॉड बाय ड्रिलिंग द हार्ट नो मैकेनिकल प्रोसेस कैन ब्रिंग आउट द लव बट बाय रेंडरिंग सर्विस सो गो ऑन लाइफ आफ्टर लाइफ प्रीचिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस एंड एबेना बाजिले तुम्हार विषयतरण इन दिस वे the waves of material energy will not disturb you. In this way, the waves of Maya will not disturb you. Puna eithai pare morasan. Punarapi eithai pare morasan. Because the Kurma Brahman was saying, my dear Lord Chaitanya, now I have seen you. Now I know the goal of life. I don't want to stay here in this family. I am now free. I will come with you. I will leave the family. Chaitanya said, no, don't stay like this. Stay here and preach the Krishna consciousness. And this way, the waves of sense gratification will not disturb you. Ebena badile tomar vishayatarang. Punarapi eithai pabe morasang. And in the same place, you will attain my association. So this is the promise that all desired success in life will come simply while we are preaching on the field, while we are executing Krishna consciousness on the field. This is such an auspicious mission to chant Hare Krishna and to preach about the chanting Hare Krishna. The most auspicious mission. It is so auspicious that no incarnation, no saint, no sage could directly come and preach this mission. Krishna himself had to come personally. Even Aditya Acharya is Mahavishnu himself, but he did not inaugurate. Lord Nityananda is Balaram. He stayed in Ramanretri and he waited for Lord Chaitanya to appear. And he actually, when Lord Chaitanya started Sankirtan movement, then he came and joined him in Navadvipa. So, this is so confidential, so exalted this mission of preaching Krishna consciousness, that Lord Chaitanya himself had to directly come and deliver. And then he inspired Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur. Then he inspired Saksheesh Goswamis. Then he inspired all the great Acharyas. Inspired Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Inspired Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Maharaj. And he inspired Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mission. And without his mercy, without his direct intervention, nobody can have the power of executing Krishna consciousness and preaching all over the world. So, this transcendental mystery must be understood by every ISKCON devotee. It's understood. Because if you don't understand this principle, that Prabhupada is not an ordinary spiritual master. He is not an ordinary saint or sage. He is a chosen, hand-picked person by Srila, by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the whole disciplic succession. And without his mercy, by going here and there or by trying to find some other nectar somewhere else, by circumventing the process he gave us, we will not be benefited and we will be lost. Yasya prasada bhagat prasado, yasya prasada nagati purkutopi. Jayam Stomastasya Yasasti Sandhyam Vande Guru Shri Charanaravinda. Prabhupada has not given us, there is nothing that lacks in Prabhupada, what Prabhupada gave us. There is all the ecstasies of the gopis and all the ecstasies of the Vrajavasis and all the Raganamra ecstasies. Everything is given in Chaitanya Chaitanya. If you read Chaitanya Chaitanya, everything is given there, but we do not read it. Even the sannyasis that were commenting that Prabhupada has not given the advanced stage, they never read Prabhupada's books. They didn't know what Prabhupada actually gave us. Prabhupada has given us everything from top to bottom. There's a whole medical store full. As and when we advance, we will be able to take our appropriate medicine. One time Prabhupada asked me, have you read Lalita Madhav? Well, he was quoting Anarpita Charam Charat Karunaya Avatirna Kapala. He said, Rupa Goswami was the greatest poet that ever appeared in earth. And he says, he wrote such nice books, Lalita Madhav, Siddhartha Madhav, Hansaduta. Have you read this? He asked me. Prabhupada, I thought we are not supposed to read this advanced literature. Because, okay, yes, someday you can read. Someday you can read. He didn't, it's not that he didn't want us to read the Goswami literature. But, like, when Upadeshamrita came out, Vacho Vegam, Manasa Krodha Vegam, Jiva Vegam, Udarapasa Vegam. So, some devotees started to come from Western countries. They told Prabhupada, it says here that of the whole world, Mathura Mandal is the greatest, and Mathura Mandal Vrindavan is the greatest, and Vrindavan Radhakund is the greatest. So therefore, which intelligent man will not stay in Radhakund? So we want to come and stay in Radhakund. So Prabhupada became furious. He said, Rascal, he wants to imitate like a monkey. Monkey jumps from one branch to another. He just wants to imitate like this. Let him first raise the first verse of Upadeshamrita. Let him become master of his senses first, then think about Radhakund. He is just like the monkey. Monkey is only eating fruits, only eating leaves, not living in any built-up house. He is living under the tree, but is always thinking about sex life with the she-monkey. So similarly, Markata Vairagya, you have not become qualified even for the first verse, the second verse, the third verse, the fourth verse, then you are jumping on the 18th verse. So, he gave us everything, but he also gave us warnings. He gave us our loving, affectionate instructions so that we can advance in a very healthy way without losing our Krishna consciousness, without committing offenses, without considering Krishna consciousness cheaply. Therefore, Srimad Bhagavatam also Prabhupada always used to emphasize that we should first read the 9th canto of Bhagavatams, then jump to 10th cantos. Of course, Prabhupada later wrote the 10th canto in the form of Krishna book, and in that Krishna book he gives us all the warnings about how Krishna's pastimes should not be taken cheaply. I make it a point to read Krishna book every day, one chapter. For so many years I read one chapter every day. And I feel so enlivened by reading Krishna book, because all pastimes are given with all these different instructions by Prabhupada, warning by given by Prabhupada. So it becomes so much more tasty, so much more relishable. You can never make any mistakes or consider it cheaply. Srila Prabhupada has given us everything. It's just a matter of us sticking to our regular service and sticking to Prabhupada's literature, Prabhupada's books. If somebody has read all Prabhupada's books, he can never go wrong. He can never go wrong. Prabhupada says, I have given everything in my books. He can never go wrong. If somebody reads 18 volumes of Srimad Bhagavatam, 17 volumes of Chaitanya Charitamrita, and then he has understood everything, studied all different books, and he can never go wrong. He can never misunderstand any principles. Siddhanta boliya chitte nakare alas, iha hoite Krishna lage sudrida manas. Krishna's Kaviraj says, and understanding Siddhanta, one should not be lazy. Because by understanding Siddhanta only, because it is controversial, therefore I don't want to get into the argument. But Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami, he picked up a big quarrel with his own brother, because he offended Minaketan Ramdas, who was the associate of Lord Nityananda Prabhu. So he picked up a big quarrel, and they they quarreled the whole night. And just as we went to sleep, the Lord Nityananda came in his dream and said, I'm very pleased with your faith, with your Krishna consciousness. Now you leave this place, go to Vrindavan. Leave this place, go to Vrindavan. Immediately the same morning, he left and reached Vrindavan. This is a very confidential story. He said, and I should not tell anybody, but I want to just see, I want to glorify Lord Nityananda's mercy, how merciful he is, that he gave me Vrindavan, he gave me the association of Rupa Sanatana, he gave me the association of Radha Govinda, Radha Madan Mohan, Radha Gopina temples, he gave me the association of all these wonderful devotees of Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham. So, Siddhanta, we should not be lazy in understanding Siddhanta, especially as given by Prabhupada. If there is any difficulty, we should discuss it. Because iha hoite Krishna lage sudrida manas. By understanding Siddhanta properly, one can develop fixed mind on the lotus feet of Krishna. Krishna lage sudrida manas. Sudrida manas. So Srimad Bhagavatam is nectar. Every day you read 1, 2, 3 purports and then you memorize them, remember them. And then read another 2, 3 purports. And you can never go wrong. Prabhupada and Krishna will protect your people of devotional service. Prabhupada and Krishna will inspire you to chant your holy name. And within no time, you will feel light as a flower, and you will feel light on the path of going back home, back to Godhead, Krishna consciousness. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anybody has any question? Yes, Mataji. Question.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, some people, they do criminal activities and they collect money illegally and they give in charity to temples and other institutions. Is this a means of atonement, and what's the implication on both parties?
Do you understand? It's not very clear, Mataji.
Some people do criminal activities and they accumulate money illegally.
They accumulate money illegally.
Illegally. And they give in charity to temples or other institutions. Is this a means of atonement? And what's the implication on both parties?
Well, it is like playing with fire. You do illegal activities, then your mind is always disturbed. Therefore it is said, utsahat, dairyat, nishchayat, tatat karma pratnat, sangatyaga, satavrutte. One should be straightforward in dealings. So, illegal activity always gives you anxiety, disturbance, which is not very conducive for Krishna consciousness. That is one thing. Of course, as far as the money is concerned, if it can be given safely and if it can be accepted safely by the legal means, we can take it and use it in Krishna's service. Because if it is gone 100% for Krishna's service, everything is legal for Krishna. But one should not become expert in cultivating such illegal donors, and we should not become expert in cultivating such kind of mercy, such kind of money. We have seen that many nice projects have been built like this without anything illegal, everything by Prabhupada's mercy. Then after Prabhupada's disappearance, hundreds of thousands of crores of rupees have come in this movement, without doing anything illegal. So it's best to stick to the straightforward principles for your own spiritual life as well as spiritual life for the person. Because if somebody is unaware of principles and he has collected, you can take that money and purify it. But if he is going to collect illegal money in the name of giving it to Krishna, that's a dangerous thing. One time Krishna may forgive, two times he may forgive, but third time you may get trapped, you may get caught. Yes, so that's okay. That's okay. You are not an income tax officer. You will check his income tax returns, and if he's legal, you will get it. We take donation, we give receipts. So we are okay. We are safe. If somebody is giving illegal, that's his problem.
Hare Krishna. Prabhu, when Christians are preaching in India, when they preach in India, they try to adapt themselves to the Indian culture, you know, Indian needs, in such a way that they'll be able to reach the message of Jesus or Bible, you know, very easily. They can percolate.
Even they do aartis in the church now.
They do many things like that. So I was once attending a course on how Orthodox religion, when it is extremely conservative, then it practically becomes extinct. And Orthodox religion, when it becomes extremely diluted, then again it becomes good for nothing.
Right.
Just like the Salvation Army.
Right.
You know, they gradually, they became non-existent. Because
right.
It became more or less a social service organization, and it wasn't a church anymore.
Right.
So completely diluting or complete orthodoxy causes problems. So in that sense, I wanted to know from you, what would be considered too orthodox, and what would be considered a level-headed missionary group? You know, for example, the talk about the dresses going on, you know, talk about the Vaishnava dress, attire.
Yeah.
So, because you have been in Prabhupada's times, what was Prabhupada's feeling about devotees going in pant shirt and distributing Bhagavad Gitas in America?
That was the best time when we distributed books in the Dhoti Kurta at the airports. We distributed the most books. So somehow later, some devotees thought we will do better in karmic clothes. So we started doing that, but there was no need to do that. And Prabhupada reluctantly gave permission to do it. So actually Prabhupada was always in favor of us going out in Dhoti Kurtas and showing straightforwardly that we are Hare Krishnas. And people also appreciated Hare Krishnas better when they were seeing us in our dress. They would make fun of us, but they knew that we are not cheaters. But if you go out in pant shirt and you are Hare Krishna, and they find out that I'll give money to Hare Krishna later on, and that feels, they feel a little bit cheated like that. So, and then that extended to devotees going out and selling records in pant shirts, stickers in pant shirts, and then devotees to start doing for themselves pant shirts. So the corruption that automatically trickles in gradually. So better, Prabhupada was very straight. Whatever liberty was to be given, Prabhupada gave us. He gave second initiation to Americans. Prabhupada thought it was a big liberal thing to actually make Brahmanas out of Malachas and Yavanas. And he faced stiff opposition here in India. People were criticizing him for giving Brahman initiation, giving sannyas to the Westerners, and then many of them falling down. So all these things were his bold steps where he could take But what he left us with is what he left us with, what he gave us to us. Now we should not try to fool around with what he left for us. Otherwise we'll dilute it. He didn't appear in 200 years ago. He appeared only 50 years ago, in the height of the hippie consciousness in America. So it was not a conservative atmosphere. He appeared in a very wild western atmosphere, and now is also a little wild western atmosphere. So there is no need to make wild changes into Prabhupada.
Also, Prabhu, there are many goals that are common to many of the Hindu organizations in India. For example, protecting the cows and protecting dharma in general. So we find multiple Hindu organizations nowadays preaching all over India and all disunited. On the other hand, Muslims are together, Christians are together very nicely. Although they may also have various in the denominations, they have their Catholics, there are Protestants, there are Seventh-day Adventists. But many times they come under one roof. Did Prabhupada may embark on anything to bring all the common goals like Goseva or Save Ganga, Save Yamuna, like that? He tried to bring Prabhupada join hands.
He didn't do any special missions like that, but he never excluded us from taking cooperation from like-minded people. Whenever Prabhupada was invited to go to some Hindu festivals or organizations, if it was honorable people, he went and visited them, blessed them. And he was not exclusionist, but he was careful that our devotees may not become influenced by their philosophy, their this thing. So if devotee is an expert devotee, that he knows where to stop, then he can mix with people. So he doesn't bring other things also. It's just like if you want to consult a Vedic scholar on one thing, then he will bring so many other things also. Traditional things from their sampradaya, from their line. And Prabhupada said, if you know how to catch a fish without getting wet, then you catch fish. Otherwise, don't catch the fish. In other words, if you can take money from somebody and use it in Krishna service 100% without being affected, then you do it. But mostly, you get wet while you do that. So, better not to do it. All the deviations, they start like that. Some devotees felt that I am going on the road, somebody's garden is there. I'll take flowers for Krishna Seva garden. It was an innocent idea to take flowers from Krishna Seva. So they go into the gardens at night when nobody's watching and pick up roses and other things and bring it for Krishna Seva. But a few days Krishna says, okay. But then a few days later, some guy comes and catches you. Then the whole seva is gone bad because you're known as a thief. That your religion is encouraging you to be a thief. So it is not a healthy habit to actually do things illegally and unauthorizedly in any way, in any field. Straightforwardness is one of the most important qualities of Vaishnava. Saralata. Prabhupada says saralata. And he gives an example of Sivananda Sen. Sivananda Sen was a householder and his wife was pregnant. So Lord Chaitanya saw from a distance and he said, Sivananda Sen, this time when you have a son, you give him the name Puridas. So, on the other hand, Bhagavan Acharya sent Chota Haridas to bring some rice for Lord Chaitanya's eating. He was going to cook a feast for Lord Chaitanya. And he sent, and he went because you would never go, but he went because it was Lord Chaitanya's service. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became so angry, he said, I don't want to see his face. So Prabhupada says that in one case, he is voluntarily saying, give your son name Puridas. That's also sex life. And this is just not even a sex life, this is just a glance, just a lustful glance maybe, at the most. But he condemned him to practically commit suicide. So such a huge example that hypocrisy is not at all encouraged in spiritual life. A simple, even if somebody is fallen, if simple fallen, it's okay. But if he's a big leader and fallen and then goes on posing as a big leader, then that's hypocrisy. So, Krishna consciousness is a lot of ways, it's common sense. And Prabhupada taught us to judge everything by common sense. He judged everything. Whenever I asked him about some sadhu or somebody, he says, I don't know what he says. What he says. He always says, what he says. What he speaks. What is his philosophy? You know, judge the person by what he speaks. Yada munshiti vakyavana, sa tasya jati kula pramana. As one releases, opens his mouth, then as you know, what kind of a person is. And he gave one story, if you remember. One blind man, sage was sitting in one place, and one king came, one minister came, one army king had gone on a hunting excursion, and they all got separated. So they were chasing some animal. So first came the servant. He said, hey, oh blind man, have you seen somebody passing by this way? So he said, blind man said, oh my dear servant, no, I have not seen it. So the other guy said, how does he know I am a servant? And then the minister came and he asked, oh dear blind gentleman, have you seen somebody pass it? My dear minister, I have not seen anybody pass it. When the king came and asked, my dear saintly person, O Brahmana, exalted Brahmana, have you seen somebody pass by? Yes, my dear king, I have seen your minister, your servant, you pass by this way. So Prabhupada says that simply by hearing the voice, the tone, the kind of respect, he could judge this man was a king, this man was a minister, this man was an ordinary servant. So, Prabhupada, most of the time he taught us how to use our common sense. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says, common sense is the greatest gift of God. Krishna consciousness with little common sense, we cannot fail. Dhava Nimildevane, this is a very, very nice verse in Srimad Bhagavatam, that Krishna consciousness is simple principles. Yevai Bhagavata Prokta Upaya Hyatma Labdaye. All those instructions given by the Lord for self-realization, Atma Labdaye. Anja Pungsa Avidusha, meant for simple people, simplistic people. Unsam, and persons, avidusham, not very intelligent, ordinary, foolish people. Those Bhagavad Dharmas, meant for simple, foolish people, they consider them to be the real Bhagavad Dharma. Viddhi Bhagavatani Dham. The now Yogindras, they talk to Raja Nimi, King Nimi, 11th canto. He says that Anja Pungsam Avidusham Viddhi Bhagavatanitan. Consider them as just like Savanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Svaranam, Archanam. These are simple principles. It's not a very big Kundalini with this thing or meditation, this thing and do this vrat and that tap and that simple principle. And Yanastha Narurajan na pramadita karishit. Sitting situated in these principles, one can never make mistake. Even if he runs with his eyes closed, he can never fall down or never. Dhava nirvayate naskhalet na pate diha. Naskhalet na pate diha. So, it is Krishna consciousness is such that you can never fall down. You can run with a blindfold. You cannot fall down. This is what Srimad Bhagavatam says. But we are having problems because our minds are crooked. We are not simple avidusham. We are not simple less intelligent. But we are crooked and less intelligent. This is the Kali Yuga's tendency. But Prabhupada was a very simple person. He was a very brilliant person, very exalted, very intelligent. But as far as his dealing, he was a simple, straightforward person. Totally honest, totally straightforward. I'll give you one thing. When I went to America in 1974, Prabhupada asked me to come back to India. So I had collected some money there, selling, distributing books, $7,000. So I gave to Prabhupada and said, Prabhupada, I'm giving you this, you can use. He said, whenever you go into Gujarat and start a center, I'll give you back. So I forgot about that. I gave the money. Years later, when Prabhupada's letter book came out, I see this one letter from Prabhupada to Tamal Krishna. Put this money in the MBT. This is money from Jashomati Nandandas. When he goes to Gujarat and starts a center, we should give it back to him. He immediately wrote like that the letter and instructed him. And so perfect, so gentle, so pakka in everything. And so any kind of deviated activity Prabhupada would not approve. He was 100% pure. He did not attract anything impure. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Korpimanande Hari Hari.